It's a pleasantly futile argument whether spring starts on the 1st of September, at the vernal equinox on the 22nd, or on that unlikely moment it will ever stop raining. This year, I'm going to split the difference and start the spring cleaning now, and this week has certainly thrown up a lot of trash. New rule. Republican Vice Presidential candidate Governor Sarah Palin has the same bits as Hillary Clinton. Just like New Zealand's head of state for the last 56 years and the last two prime ministers. America at least has the excuse of sheer novelty value for getting overexcited. What's our excuse? It's kind of boring judging female politicians on their experience, qualifications and policy positions. New rule. When you make a crack about the only difference between hockey mums like yourself and pit bulls being lipstick, your supporters shouldn't be quite so precious when your opponent describes your policies as akin to putting lipstick on a pig. Margaret Thatcher would not be amused. New rule. I've got around 20 years worth of reasons to assume Winston Peters is lying until proven otherwise. You have a problem with that? Tough. New rule. Could Labour try releasing some policy of their own instead of leaking Nationals drafts? It was funny once, but it's getting to the point where I'm hoping Trevor Mallard is going to get into another fistfight with Tohenari, just so he has something useful to do. New rule. When bloggers or newspaper columnists use the phrase gang rape, they better be talking about, well, someone who has actually been repeatedly sexually assaulted. Not Chris Trotter cranking up the hyperbole while trying to paint Winston Peters as the victim of some kind of press gallery assault. And certainly not the latest round of Deborah Coddington's vile attempts to paint herself as a victim of a politically correct conspiracy to silence dissent over Asian crime. No, Debs. You were pinged for the now infamous Asian angst story because you didn't do your fundamental job as a journalist, being totally scrupulous on matters of fact. And the final new rule, good taste and humour seldom coexist, and you can argue they never should. But what was going through New Zealand Herald editorial cartoonist Rod Emerson's mind when he thought depicting Owen Glenn as a pilot of a plane pointing directly at Helen Clark and Mike Williams was a good gag on September the 11th. All these new rules are just footnotes to the oldest rule of all. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me three times, you better buy me dinner and promise to call in the morning.